USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan. Build an emergency kit and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend. Put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
The UN Security Council is assessing the crisis in Afghanistan. Top officials are growing more concerned after the Taliban gained control of the capital city of Kabul. Families on food stamps will be getting a little more help from the federal government.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The situation in Haiti remains grave and uncertain as the death toll continues climbing from a 7.2 earthquake. This while residents anxiously await the arrival of Tropical Depression Grace later today.
My dad and about 100 people of sleeping at a nightclub, under a nightclub, because, you know, there is less concrete and people are scared.
That's North Miami Mayor Felipe Benami. Going a little bit more in depth on the crisis in Afghanistan, the blame game is starting in Washington, D.C.
The debate over what went wrong in Afghanistan has begun, with Republicans pointing to the way that President Biden pulled troops from the country. Congressman Andy Biggs says that after analysis, he expects to find that the administration underestimated the Taliban's capabilities. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News that the disorganized withdrawal could have also demoralized Afghan security forces.
Some of the things that I would say that went wrong is an overestimation of the will of the Afghan fighting force, a failure on the part of this administration to understand the reality of what Taliban might do, and the actual, we'll see whether there was some Chinese influence in there, and I know that's odd to say, but China's already said they're going to recognize the Taliban.
Yep.
Did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.